Hi guys, I am that Nigerian Christian alcoholic, and this is another wonderful episode of Just Talk. So I have like a few things to say to us today, and it's something I've pondered on over the week, I was going to say for a period of 1 week, but that didn't make sense. It did, not sure, but I've pondered on it for some time now, and I wanted to share with us because I said take notes. I read in a book, so God helped me. In my work with God, God directs me oftentimes. So God directed me to read a particular book because I just had some issues that I needed to deal with. I had some things that God was going to teach me, and God is still teaching me. So I read a part of the book. I'm actually reading the second one, and I'm going to share to us the same thing, actually, something I'm learning from these two books. Actually, I am still learning this. Like, every time I see myself at this level, I'm still trying to get over this level, and I know it's a struggle we love Christians. It's something that a lot of us go through, so I know that this is going to be like totally relatable. But this is me saying to us that I'm still here. I'm not above this. I'm not above this feeling, even when I know. And so I want to share to us in this line, in this light today. So basically, this episode is Old Echoes Ding Dong. it sounds weird, but I think the name will explain what I want to share with us today, something I'm learning, something God is showing me. So last week I talked about Northern threads, I talked about the pebbles in our pains, I talked about how sometimes we don't know what God is weaving on the other side. We can just see the knots, we can just see the troubles, the sorrows, and how eventually when God turns the other side of the cloth, it becomes something beautiful. Today I'm talking to us about Christians, about our struggles, about something we go through. Yeah. So let's dive right into it. So I'm going to start from reading something I saw in one of the books I've been going through recently. God has been directing me to read some specific Christian literature because I think he knows what I'm struggling with. So he's helping me by directing me specifically. So okay, this is something somebody said. I did not take down the name of the person. I should have done. It's very wrong not to reference people, but I'll just go through this quickly. So he said many Christians find themselves defeated by the most powerful psychological weapon that Satan uses against Christians. This weapon has the effectiveness of a deadly missile. Its name, low self-esteem. Satan's greatest psychological weapon is a feeling of inferiority, inadequacy, and low self-worth. This feeling shackles many Christians in spite of how wonderful spiritual experiences may be and the knowledge of God's word. So a lot of times, for this particular feeling, we have had wonderful spiritual experiences, we know the word of God, but the feeling of inferiority, the feeling that we do not measure up, the feeling that we may not exactly be redeemed, it shackles us, it reduces our growth, our relationship with God. So although they understand their position as sons and daughters of God, they are tied up in knots, bound by a terrible feeling of inferiority and chained by a deep sense of worthlessness. Oh my God. So when I saw this, I'm like, a lot of Christians go through this actually. Like many times we don't like to talk about it because we like to think that we're all right, that we understand the word of God, we know the word of God. You know something, the thing about the word of God is that knowing, I've come to understand something God showed me this week, is that knowing is different from feeling. So sometimes I know that God says there is therefore no condemnation for those who live in union with Christ Jesus, but I don't feel that I'm not condemned when I fall, when I make a mistake. I don't know if that happens to you. So sometimes we know the word of God, but as regards us, it's not exactly applicable. So I tell my friends something, that there's something we do that God doesn't do. I feel like as Christians, we Of course, we hold ourselves to God's standard, but bigger than that, we do something that God doesn't do. We judge ourselves even more than God judges us. So when we fall, we come to God for mercy, but then we still come with the fear that, what if I fall again? What if I don't stand up? What if I make this mistake? Why should I keep on coming to God over and over and over? And I ask myself that a lot. So when I make a mistake, I'm like, God, are you not tired of me? Like, I make this mistake and I come back and I make another mistake and I come back. Like, are you not tired already? I mean, why do I keep on doing this? Now, this is not to say that God condones unrighteousness. No, I'm talking about the times when we fall and we come to God and we judge ourselves. You know, the Bible says that God doesn't remember our sins after we've confessed them. The Bible says that God doesn't remember our sins anymore. He forgets them. But there's something that God cannot do that we do as humans. As humans, we tend to remember our things. I mean, remember the former times when we fell, and then we start to, you know, bring them up over and over again. And it just makes us inadequate before God. It makes us unable to approach God as we should, just because we're feeling like, oh my God, I will fall again. It's just, we actually preempt our fallings as Christians, as believers. And that's what I want to talk to us about today. So yeah, so basically, I mean, this is something, this is the situation, what we face as Christians, the fear of failing, and it makes us actually not live out our full potential with God, because every time you come to God, you're like, okay, so this moment I'm high up there, what happens when I get low up there? And then, of course, when you get low up there, like I said, it was going to happen. And so we just continue to go around in those circles over and over and over and over again. So I'm learning something. I'm learning a lot of things, actually, in regards to this. God is showing me, God is teaching me, God is helping me, and I like to share with us what God is showing me. So one thing God is showing me, one thing God is teaching me, is that no amount of spiritual makeup can make God love me more. I mean, God already loves me so much that I need to come before Him as I am. You know, God, the amazing thing about God is that God is God. God is all-knowing. So I could put up a face in front of people, in front of all the Christian brethren. I could say, I'm all right. My Christian faith is good. It's great. I could say, I'm having an amazing time. And I mean, not be lying. I mean, you know how people say to you, how are you? And you just say you're fine because you don't give them details. You feel you're going to bore them, and maybe you're not. I mean, it may not be seen, it may just be this feeling that you're inadequate, this feeling that you're not enough, this feeling that you're undeserving of the love of God. And so the amazing thing about God is that He's all-knowing. So I mean, you could put up a facade in front of people, you could actually, you know, cover up in front of people, but God sees through the makeup, man. Like, God sees through it. God knows what you're going through. So I think something that helps us, something that should help us as Christians when we're going through this, when we're going through the trial and error, the fall and stand up, is that God sees our hearts. God knows when we're sincere. God knows when we're coming back to Him because we're tired of falling, because we're sincere and we just want to walk with Him. We just want to stand with Him. And God even knows, God understands that we make mistakes as Christians. You see, that's why God has given us the Holy Spirit to direct us, so that even when we make mistakes, we rise up. The Bible says the righteous fall 7 times. I mean, the righteous fall 7 times and he rises again. I know that I'm not quoting the scripture as it's quoted, but I know I'm not quoting out of context either. So, I mean, the Bible still calls the man who falls the righteous man, right? But most times when we make a mistake, I like to call it a mistake because, I mean, the Bible talks about the sin that's unto death and the sin that you pray for your brethren. So I like to call it a mistake. So you make a mistake, probably you do something that you should not have done. Like, yesterday I did something that was actually wrong. I felt the Holy Spirit telling me to go back. And I'm like, eh. Okay, I'll just put it out there. Because, I mean, I want to be as sincere with us as possible on this podcast. So yesterday the thing about God is that He curtails everything we do, right? So basically, I like to use a lot of shorts, right? And I think I'm more comfortable in shorts, but I try to do that inside and not outside. I mean, I wear shorts out, but I try to, so I don't use really, really short shorts. So yesterday, I actually wanted to go buy stuff, and I was just really lazy to look for something to wear. And so I saw this really short skirt, and I'm like, it's just to go downstairs and buy something. And I wore it, and I felt the Spirit of God saying to me, don't wear that. And I'm like, God, you know, it's just to go and buy something. And I actually wore it. And when I came back, I felt this horrible condemnation. I was like, God, I mean, it's like you hear the Spirit of God expressly, and then you disobey. And then you're like, you come back, and because you know you heard him expressly, you're like, God, this is a deliberate sin. Are you going to have mercy on me? So I condemn myself a lot. Like, I criticize myself over and over and over. And I'm like, God, will this girl ever grow in you? Will she ever learn to listen to your voice? But, you know, over time, I remembered all of the stuff that I had read. I remembered how God has called me and how I am not condemned because I live in union with Christ Jesus. And so I came to the place where I had to ask God for mercy. And because I know God hears, so I came, I asked God for mercy, and I moved on from it. So a lot of times we don't move on from things after we've asked God for mercy. We still remember them. We still muse over them, even when God has forgotten them. You see, so that's one thing. Now, the second thing I'm learning, so I talked to us about spiritual makeup. No amount of spiritual makeup can make God not see you. I mean, God loves you so much that he doesn't love you less, regardless of whatever you're putting up with, regardless of whatever you're going through. So now, another thing, something I'm learning, something God is teaching me. Sometimes, I think this one happens to a lot of us a lot. Like, you've come out of sin, right? You're living a righteous life. But the devil still reminds you of the things that you've done before. And it makes you start to feel unworthy. It makes you start to feel inferior. It makes you start to feel less loved, right? So, here, I'm learning that there is something in Christianity. There is something called ding dong. There is something called old echoes, right? I mean, so there's this thing about the devil. You see, when the devil leaves you after you've been delivered of sin, the devil leaves your life. So, of course, you're reigning in life with Christ. But it doesn't mean that the devil will not stand outside of your life and start shouting to you that he's still in your life. Of course, you know that the devil is a liar. He's the prince of liars. He's the father of lies. That's what the Bible calls him. And so he lies to you. He says to you that you are a sinner, that your sins are irredeemable. But that's not true. Right? Because God has forgiven us. You know, there's this scripture I never understood until somebody explained to me. So the Bible says in Romans 8 verse 1 that there is therefore no condemnation for those who walk in union with Christ Jesus. So I'm mixing translations. I'm quoting King James and I'm quoting Passion Translation together. So of course, when the Bible says there is no condemnation for those who walk in union with Christ Jesus, it means that so long as I walk in obedience with God, so long as I walk in union with Christ Jesus, even when I make mistakes, even when I have shortcomings, even when I have, you know, I fall into error, it doesn't mean that I'm condemned, right? It means that, so it's like, okay, so there are bells in big churches, you know, when the sexton rings the bells, you hear it loudly. And then when he stops ringing the bell, it's still ding and it dongs and it ding and it dongs until it stops. I think that's what happens in our lives as Christians. That's something I'm learning happens in our lives as Christians. So over time, we come to Christ, we come broken, contrite, and we ask for mercy. And God actually does forgive us. But I mean, most times we don't believe that, and that's so wrong. God is teaching me to believe his forgiveness, to believe that he doesn't condemn me, to believe that he has called me out of the miry clay, to believe that he has set me on a rock, he has set me apart. And that's something I want us to believe today. And so this happens, I mean, when God has set you apart, when the bell stops ringing, like when you stop sinning, when you become a believer, it doesn't mean that you're not going to have temptations. Even the Bible says that, I mean, that temptations will come, but God has already empowered us with the ability to overcome those temptations. God will not give you something that you're incapable of coming out from. So temptations will come. My dear, as a Christian, something I've discovered over and over and over is that you will make mistakes. Oh my God, you will make mistakes and you will fall. Yeah, that's true. I mean, I don't think there's ever been a Christian who is Christian forever, who never fell. I'm not saying, when I say Christian forever, that sounds wrong. I mean, you're Christian, of course, once you walk in obedience with God. But I'm saying that I don't think there's been a Christian who never fell. I mean, even Paul said that he prayed to God to take away his infirmity, but God said to him in the book of 2 Corinthians that his grace was made perfect in his weakness. Something happens to us when we're weak is that if we lean on God and not ourselves, we begin to see God's grace sustain us. I think that's the amazing thing about Christianity. The most amazing thing about Christianity is that we don't do this work on our own. A lot of times we like to think that it's by our power. Unconsciously and consciously, especially unconsciously. Like we try to, you know, you try to be righteous, you try to be holy by yourself, by not doing, by trying to please God, and that seems amazing on the face of it, but you're going to fail over and over and over and over again.
So only the Spirit of God can help us live righteous lives. And that's what Paul was saying when he said that God's grace is made perfect in his weakness. He said he rejoices in his weakness. That's something a lot of us don't do as Christians. I mean, we feel like we've been in sin once and we're out of it. And once we want the implications, we want the feeling, we want the temptations to go all at once. But that doesn't happen in reality. Like, it takes a lot of time. Like, for instance, so I read about a girl, you know, she was delivered from the sin of sexual impurity. And so she still came to the woman of God. So this is like in the book I was reading. And she said to her, why is that I feel like I still have dreams of these things? And she said to her, it doesn't mean that you're not saved. It doesn't mean that God has not delivered you. It's just the slow vibrations, the silent vibrations, the old echoes, devil trying to lie to you that you're still in this. Meanwhile, Christ has said that there is therefore no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. So we condemn ourselves even when God doesn't condemn us. And I think that's a problem that we face as Christians. And I think that's something we need to break out of. I mean, you cannot do this by yourself, because you're going to, like I told you earlier, that one thing that is so hard as Christians is knowing and feeling. I mean, they say to us that knowing is more powerful than feeling. But sometimes we don't think that. Sometimes we know the word of God, we know what God has said, but we don't feel it, we don't understand it. So you know that God has said there is no condemnation, but you still condemn yourself because you feel inadequate, because you feel unworthy of God's love. But if there's something God has taught us in scripture, is that none of us was worthy of God's love. God loved us. He loves us in our unworthiness, in our sin, in our impurity, in whatever it is that you're struggling with. And he just wants you to come to him for help. So, you know, the Bible says something. This scripture I like especially. The Bible says that Christ is able to present us perfect before the Father. So if there's something I'm trying to stop doing in my Christian walk, I'm trying to stop struggling. I'm trying to stop letting self rule me. I mean, it's a struggle, right? I'm not going to lie to you. I struggle a lot because I battle with God speaking to me and myself speaking to myself. And sometimes, oh my God, sometimes I just say, God, I'm doing this, man. Whatever you say, I'm doing this. I'm listening to myself. And at other times, I'm particular about listening to God. And so I'm learning this thing about no condemnation for all of us who are in Christ Jesus. So, I mean, it doesn't matter what you feel. I think we need to get to the place as Christians when our feelings are important, but it's the knowing that matters, right? Because when you think about it, even in a parent-child relationship, I mean, even when you do something bad, your earthly parents, they could probably punish you or something, but it doesn't mean that they say to you that you're no more their child. It's like you're born by your mother, from your mother's belly, and so you are her child regardless of whatever you do, regardless of whatever displeasure you bring to her. And I think it's the same thing with God and man. So God has redeemed us. So when you come to God for mercy, you come to Jesus asking him into your life to be your Lord and personal Savior, and you mean it, and you're walking in obedience, and you make a mistake, or you fall, or you sin, or, I mean, you even struggle with your virtues, actually, because most times it's easier to confess our sins than our virtues. Sometimes we're very prideful people. Sometimes we think that we're perfect, you see. So there are virtues that we struggle with, because it makes us not live in humility. And so when you come confessing your virtues, I mean, even when you make those mistakes, it doesn't make you not God's child anymore, because it's something, you know, you're born again, you're born of God. It's like the relationship represented your mother's womb and you came out of there, so you are your mother's child. You are God's child regardless of whatever mistake you've made. So basically, the message today is to not condemn ourselves even as God doesn't condemn us. Rather, I mean, the time you spend criticizing yourself is the time you should spend coming back to God, asking for mercy. I try to always remember the Judas Peter analogy. So Judas betrayed Jesus. Peter betrayed Jesus because he denied him. And the thing about Judas was, Judas betrayed Jesus and he realized, and he's like, oh my God, I've done this. And so he was remorseful, but he wasn't repentant. He didn't come back to God. But Peter, immediately he realized, he went to God in prayer. So I think that's the difference between two Christians. So one sins against God and he condemns himself and he beats himself over until he never gets up. And another sins against God and he realizes that he comes to God. So I want us to be those Christians who sin, who fall, who make mistakes, who fall into error and still come back to God, realizing that he helps us. I mean, and ultimately, I'm going to end today by saying to us that I want us to be Christians who understand that we're helped by God. I don't want us to be Christians who want to help ourselves, Christians who lean on our own understanding, who trust in our power, in our might and our ability, because you're going to fail and fail and fail and fall and falter. Right? I want us to be Christians who trust in God, Christians who are solely, totally dependent on God. And this is a really long episode. I've talked a lot, so I'm going to end here. Like, I have a lot to say. I have a lot that God is teaching me, and I make a promise to you that God is teaching me, because I mean, I still doubt this sometimes, right? But whenever I doubt, God teaches me. God tells me, read this, get to this. So I see people's life experiences and I start to understand that this is actually true. I mean, I read scripture and God shows me and I see that this is actually true. So I want you to know that this is true. Once you live in union with Christ Jesus, once you walk in obedience, there is no condemnation. Whatever old sins, God doesn't remember them. He throws them so far off that he cannot reach them. So whatever you remember, God doesn't remember. I mean, that's like a waste of time trying to remember what God doesn't remember. So I want you to live free lives. I want you to live amazing lives because you walk in obedience, because you walk in union with God. So I'm ending here today, Podsters. I hope that you had an amazing time listening. I am that Nigerian Christian workaholic. And this is just talk.